Section 2. Sydney Harbour Bridge Climb. You will hear a man preparing people to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Before you listen, you have 30 seconds to read questions 11 to 14.
Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Peters, your guide today. I know it's dark and rainy, and you're probably wondering what you're doing here at 4:30 a.m. But let me assure you, it's often the most exciting experience to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge in wild, wet weather. Our company operates 363 days a year. We have Christmas off, and about once a year, an electrical storm prevents climbing. Before I go any further, I hope you've all signed the Bridge Climb Declaration form, which is a legal requirement. It just ensures there's no one here who shouldn't be. Any woman who's more than 24 weeks pregnant, any child under 10, or anyone with broken bones. It might sound like common sense to you that these people are forbidden from climbing, but in my experience, common sense is not that common. Now, I can see a couple of you starting to shiver. Don't worry about not having enough clothing. We've got everything you'll need. Okay, gather round so you can see what's on the table in front of me. You'll get these items from the dressing room later. Clothing first. Rubber-soled shoes, a jacket, a woolen hat, and an overall. We've got shoes, jackets and overalls in every conceivable adult size, but the hats are one size fits all. You put the overall on over everything else, partly to keep warm and dry, and partly to make us feel we're a group. You'll notice the overall's grey. This way, when we climb the bridge, also painted grey, we won't distract the drivers below. The traffic's crazy enough down there, and it'll be peak hour when we reach the top of the arch. Yes, today we're going right to the top, folks, 134 metres above sea level. By the way, if there's anyone who suffers from a fear of heights, you'll be leading the group. Research has shown this is the best way to overcome your phobia. Anyhow, we'll all be attached to a static line, so falling isn't a concern.